Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
So what is the main issue in this presidential campaign? To be specific, what is the main issue for liberals and Democrats in this election? For conservatives, it's apparent that the concerns are about the economy and the violence hitting some of the largest cities in America. But for Democrats, what is the main issue? COVID-19, the coronavirus? It's important to a lot of people, but is that really the main issue? The economy is certainly of concern to those who have been unemployed since the shutdown occurred in March. People are concerned about where the next dollar is coming from, how they're going to pay for rent, and more. But even with the heavy-duty impact the economy is having on the average person, that's still not the main issue. Here's a great guess. Civil rights and related racial issues? The death of George Floyd certainly provoked a large number of demonstrations nationwide, demonstrations that were eventually taken over by radical anti-American socialists. How about the belief that there is runaway police abuse, especially abuse of black men? That's a huge left-wing issue. How about global warming, climate change, or fixing our crumbling infrastructure? Yes, all of these are the issues that are becoming talking points on cable news and weekend news summary shows. But none of these issues reaches number one when it comes to the main concern of Democrats, liberals, and their amen corner. The main concern for left-wing voters in this presidential election is Donald Trump, or rather, getting rid of Donald Trump. Joe Biden and other left-wing talking heads point to the violence that's been going on since the Memorial Day death of George Floyd. Before that moment, there were actually no riots. So to blame all the violence we are witnessing today on Donald Trump just doesn't make sense. But making sense, common sense or otherwise, is not what this election is all about. This election is about getting Donald Trump out of an office he should never have been allowed to occupy in the first place. Joe Biden is blaming Donald Trump for sowing chaos rather than providing order. Once again, this horrific sense of violence was not the order of the day before Memorial Day. It's quite apparent that there was an entity or various entities that sought to take advantage of the initial demonstrations and inject violent riots. These violent riots had nothing to do with George Floyd. The rioters burned down businesses. The rioters sought to attack and beat people and tear down statues. These rioters have often been revealed as thugs from the Antifa and Black Lives Matter organizations. These two groups have been at the forefront of the overt violence. But what was it that Joe Biden said in his Monday morning speech? Speaking about Donald Trump, he said, quote, "He may believe mouthing the words law and order makes him strong, but his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows you how weak he is." End of quote. So what is Joe Biden focusing on? He talked about a fantasy of Donald Trump's armed militia, but ignored Antifa and Black Lives Matter. As a matter of fact, he never utters the terms Antifa or Black Lives Matter. He ignores them as if they don't even exist, but tries to attack Trump on a so-called armed militia. Joe Biden isn't the only one to blame President Trump for the national violence that has turned into an epidemic in its own right. The mayor of Portland blamed the president for having created the violence in his city instead of owning up to his own reluctance to stop the violence at its start. The same can be said about mayors in Seattle, Chicago, Minneapolis, New York, Kenosha, and other cities. They're all going after the only issue the left wing sees as relevant in this campaign, and that issue is Donald Trump, and of course, defeating him in November. That's it. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.